It's 8 minutes now after 11 o'clock, and I'm really happy that we have the person who's here with us to perform today. Who I've sort of am getting to know her better and better as I listen to her. She played at our Solar Concert Series this past summer, and I hope you'll make sure that you listen, if she's new to you. If she's not, you already probably have a sense of what you're going to hear. She has a rich voice. She'll be playing 12-string guitar and piano today, as well as singing. We'll talk a little bit more about her world too, but let me introduce you to Ime.
Thanks, Larry.
Just seeing her glow, I knew she'd want a piece of me. I heard her say the world's lacking values, novelties, the new, tried and true. But I have hope something beautiful will come from me or you. Cause we're astronauts, oh, we are what they're not. But they're all we've got. So why spend money on the things you hate, like Rumi said, let the beauty that you love be what you do. So while half the world clings to alibis, the other half hums lullabies. It's a sad song and it's all our own, so shoot me to the sky. Me, I'm an astronaut, oh, I am what you're not, but you're all I've got. Semi da gravidade, apenas baliza e incerteza. So don't be afraid of tomorrow, it will come, you'll be there in time. Just keep on moving forward, do not let yourself fall behind. And if you're stuck in fear, just know that we've all been there. And break on through to the other side, it's all in your mind. Beauty and insanity, oh please be an astronaut, oh please be what I'm not, give it all you got, oh, don't believe in gravity, just be what only you can be, what only
That's Ime, and what was the name of that?
That one's Astronauts, or Somos Astronautas, if you speak Portuguese.
And I have to know about you and singing. You have an amazing voice.
Thank you.
Your range is incredible, and the clarity with which you sing is pretty cool, too. Tell me how you came to have this talent.
Oh, gosh. It's kind of a funny thing. I've never been formally trained vocally. I took piano lessons when I was younger and, you know, guitar after that. But I remember the day I used to drive around with my mom everywhere and we'd, you know, sing whatever was on the radio. And she looked over at me one day, I was probably about 12 or 13. And she goes, so when did you learn how to sing? And I said, well, what do you mean? We've been doing this for years. You mean I just learned how to sing? She was like, yeah. She kind of laughed at me and said, you know, okay, you can finally hit the notes you're aiming for. And I think it's one of those things that's just practice makes perfect. I love music. It affects every part of my life, and I enjoy it, so I play it a lot.
Yeah, and I don't mean to sound overly analytical or something, but it's just amazing is I get the impression that you make it seem effortless, as if you're just sort of narrating what's going on around you. And almost singing seems as natural to you as speaking would be to people who like to speak. It just seems that way. And I can't quite. Do you ever extemporaneously sing, just decide to sing, you know, based on what you see around you?
Or? Well, Larry, today in SOB, I think I'll sing for you. Yeah, I mean, I think that's where a lot of music comes from is, you know, I'll be walking down the street, and I was walking down the street singing one of Rob's songs the other day, your sound tech here. He writes some pretty incredible songs, and just, you know, off the top of my head, and I was kind of ad-libbing, and it's just, you know, it's a way of passing the time. It's a way of communicating. I feel like I can get a lot more with sung words than I can through spoken words, even though I like talking too.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot better than having earbuds in your ears walking through the street, like nearly getting hit by 8 cars as you go less than 8 blocks.
Yeah, and you're cut off from the world, you know. Instead of singing about it, you're stuck getting it put into your ears in a way that's, I don't know,
yeah,
I forget. Scary.
I guess I was in Oakland yesterday and was struck at the particular place I was, which was between Pitt and Carnegie Mellon. And at that particular time, just about every person was earbudded, you know, was plugged up.
Yeah, so definitely all the college kids, yeah. and if not a good percentage of everybody else, yeah, in this world. And I'll be honest, I've got a pair of earbuds too.
Oh,
and
I do it too. We
can't
all
deny it.
We all do it. It was just odd because at that particular moment, it seemed like everybody around me had decided to do just that.
And then most people are in their own space at that point. You know, mm-hmm. It's you know, it's a very insulated space instead of a community space. When you're out, you know, on the lawns of one of those colleges, you know, it's a communal space, but it's not when you're all isolated like,
yeah,
that. So I think it's good to bring it back and, you know, be a part of a community, which I think most people are too.
Oh, sure. This is Yi Mei performing with us. We're going to talk more about her and some of the other things she does besides playing music and where you can see her. She's pretty interesting person, but I want to be sure we hear more music too. And in a second, we'll hear another song from her. What do you think you would like to do next?
I'll do another guitar one, then maybe I'll switch over to the keys.
Okay. What's this one called?
This one's called Saw You in the Light. Emphatically.
curtain I've been beat, but always more complete the more I've lost. I've loved and I've lost, but I'll see you all again. Saw your fire bright, saw you through the darkest nights. I saw you in the light, saw your fire bright, saw you through the darkest nights. Oh, the darkest nights, the darkest nights, the darkest nights. Oh, 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 oh. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Hime Adesobi. It's now 19 minutes after, 19 minutes after 11 o'clock. And you really do a lot of things. It's funny. I was poking through your website. And by the way, we've linked to Ime's website, which is erikamay.com. Or you can go from slbradio.org to a link there. Now, I knew about working with fire, which Ime does. I knew about belly dancing. I didn't know you painted as well.
Yeah, that's actually what my my BFA is in, fine art, studio art. And I think Aaron Jensen said once that he thinks that, you know, studying art was maybe why I stayed so creative in my post-graduating years. And I don't know if that's true. I think it's been a lifelong process. But, I was into painting in high school. I haven't really done too much of it since, but it's, you know, I still have my paints, and I like to think about painting. When you do as much, I do a lot, and I fill my days with a lot of different types of activities. Keeps me from getting bored ever.
And I was trying to think of a way to ask you this. Not that I'm holding back. I just don't know if I can express it. You're really bubbling over with creative ideas and thoughts, I think, in all of those disciplines. Do you ever, feel that desire to simmer a little bit? Or, how do you channel? There's just too much to keep track of? Or,
yeah, absolutely.
If that makes any sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. It's people assume I'm just always busy, but they never sit back and think, well, what does she do to take time for herself? You know, because a lot of this is for me. I mean, everything that I do for work, I do because I love it. You know, the fire performances, the production engineering, and playing music and painting even, you know, I do it because I love it. And I think at a certain point, everyone is like, oh, well, there's so many things that I love to do, or maybe one thing that they love to do, but they do it way too often or whatever, where just to let it sit, like you're saying, and really become a part of you instead of just all these things that you're pushing your energy into. And I know that personally, I think I would never want to stop doing anything that I do, because I think life is a process that we're always building and creating and seeing. But I've definitely taken some time off. You know, like I said, I haven't really painted that much since college. I expect I could again and would probably again. But, you know, I think things come in cycles. So even though I do a lot, I don't do it all at once, though.
Where are you from? Where were you raised?
I grew up outside of Boston, and I My family's from here originally, my mom's side of the family.
What was the name of your Boston community?
Boston. I grew up in Canton and Westwood, Massachusetts. And came here. I have aunts and uncles and
aunts.
Nephews possibly listening. Hi.
Hi. I love aunts. You're making me miss my mom is from Boston.
Oh, yeah?
And was from Boston. And, when I was growing up, I had aunts instead of aunts. Most of us in Pittsburgh have aunts.
Oh, yeah. No,
I
have
aunts. And people didn't know what I was talking about when I would talk about my aunt.
Yeah. And I would be confused. If you have aunts, I'd think you had like a little colony in the side.
Yeah. Well, I took baths and all sorts of instead of baths. And I had a pretty good.
I took showers.
Well, you're going to switch over to piano next.
Yeah, I think
and,
so.
I'm going to say hello to a couple kids that are out there. Hello.
Hi there.
Listening and a couple adults, too. You're going to get to hear this woman named Ime. Play piano in just a moment. We're live on the radio now. And Ime is a very talented musician. And she's going to play a song that has a name.
Yes, which
and
name?
We're going to find out what it's called.
I think I'm going to do one called Child's Eyes.
Child.
Think. What do you think?
Child's Eyes.
Yes.
Not Child. Size.
Not child size.
Child's eyes, okay.
Like the two balls in your face.
Yes.
Okay.
Here again is Ime at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Particularly in this child's eyes. And all along to squeal out the box and just our family torn up like ours. I'll bring you to the water when you're older, my daughter. I will tell you all about him when you've grown. Though a thousand times an hour I use words that came from him, and there are nowhere I'd rather be than lost within his skin. And you'll find every treasure he gave you locked deep within your gentle heart, graceful smile, quiet eyes and soft skin. Every motion, every night is magical. The ease of a newborn child, intangible. We can still find you, oh, particularly in this child's eyes.
Excited that that you guys decided to join us.
Yeah, that's Ibe in Child's Eyes, and not only is she excited that you're listening on the radio right now, but there were a couple kids who were watching through the window, and I asked if they wanted to come in. Do you guys want to say hello? You'll have to talk into this mic, but you also have to look over there because your mom wants to see how we can orchestrate this.
What are your names?
There we go. What's your name?
Owen.
Owen, how old are you?
6.
And did you enjoy hearing the music?
Yes.
Is there a question you might want to ask Ime about the music that she just played?
No.
Nothing? Do you play an instrument at all?
Mm-mm.
Do you like to sing?
Yes.
What kinds of songs do you like to sing? Do you have a favorite song to sing? What is it?
Toes in the Water.
Yeah.
Toes in the Water. You may
How's it go?
How does it go?
Toes in the water, toes in the sun. We're running the world with a cold beer in my hand. I got my toes in the water, my ass in the sand. We're running in the world with a cold beer in my hand.
What's in your hand again?
A cold beer.
A cold beer. Okay. That's what I thought I heard. I'm just sort of checking it all. That's a good song. Let's meet. Is this your brother, by any chance? Hi. What's your name?
Elliot.
Hi, Elliot. You guys have been here before, haven't you?
Yes.
I thought so. Weren't you here? You were here making a Mother's Day or Father's Day card, I think. Maybe not?
Nope.
But you've been here in the studio before. How old are you, Elliot?
8.
And where do you go to school?
Carillon Elementary.
And where's that? Where are you guys from? What community do you live in?
Oviedo.
Oviedo? In Florida. But you've got all sorts of black and gold on here. Are you visiting people here in Pittsburgh? Who are you visiting?
Our uncle.
Your uncle. Got it. And you can come and say hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Kathy Mooney.
And so these are your kids?
They are.
And I can tell because you're photographing them. But you're visiting somebody's brother or your brother? Dad's brother.
Brother got married, yeah. We lived here in Swickley for 10 years and just recently had to move to Orlando area.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you're here. And you're bringing us all these Florida beach songs about cold beer and all these other things.
Start them
young in Florida. Well, I'm glad you guys are here. Do you want to say anything else? No? Okay. Well, Ime is going to play again. Ime is going to play. And is Rob going to join you on this one? Or Oh, maybe
I'm,
not.
I thought I started.
Okay, we'll wait.
That's
okay. I thought you were trying to get his attention, and I was trying to help.
I was just making faces.
Oh, okay.
So your sound tech, as some of your listeners may know, is an excellent songwriter, and I've had the pleasure of performing – well, never performing, actually, but, you know, playing on the front porch and having some grand old musical experiences, and I have a song of his that I would like to play.
Cool.
Whether or not he wants to join me, I was under the impression he didn't, just because he's you know, busy turning knobs and raising dials.
Maybe
and
he'll
stuff
just
there.
Like you paint in your head. Maybe he'll join you in his head.
Yeah, that's okay. That's the nod I'm getting. So I'm going to switch back to guitar for this one.
Okay, and that's Robert Gray, who our technical associate at SLB, who does studio tours during the week and is here just about every Saturday morning making. The mixes sound so good. And you guys are welcome to stay if you want, but I also don't want to keep you here if you want to roam around. That's totally up to you. And I can't wait to hear one of Rob's songs. Rob is a great songwriter, and hearing Ime sing is going to be terrific as well. She looks like she's all set. Oh, it would help if I turned your microphone on.
Switching on you. Yeah, this he goes by Several Conclusions is the name of the project, and the song's called Sleeping Stars.
That's a great song.
I agree. He's got a lot more where that came from.
Congratulations, Rob. That's a heck of a song.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your writing. And
I've been writing songs. I think I wrote my first really poor attempt at a song in my sophomore year of high school. I have not played that song since about my senior year of high school. And I didn't really start writing regularly until I got out of college. You know, like I said, things come in cycles. And so even though I'd played piano until I was about 12, I really didn't pick it up again until 10 years after that.
When did you start guitar?
I started guitar about a year after I quit piano, just because I was feeling like I was lacking the musical part of my life.
12-string then, too?
You know, I started on electric, actually. I went backwards. Most people start on acoustic, go to electric, and then, you know, get a whatever they want from there. I started on an electric, decided it really wasn't my speed, got a 6-string acoustic, and then really shortly thereafter got my first 12-string. I was still in high school and I got my first 12-string. And I just kept trading up, and now I have this Martin that's a 1973 Martin guitar that I got from Acoustic Music Works up in Squirrel Hill. Steve sold me a beautiful guitar. So.
Steve's listening now. Hi, Steve. Steve's a good friend of the Saturday Light Brigade. And
a good friend of the music community in Pittsburgh,
I must
say. He does a good service up there.
Absolutely. Ernie Hawkins just released a new CD called Wine and Boy, and I opened it up, and I always read everything on a CD. And one of the first acknowledgments I saw was to Steve, and it made me proud of Steve. Steve took a big and forgive us, we're talking about a guy named Steve Miklas who runs a music store on Murray Avenue called Acoustic Music Works. You know, you don't necessarily make a mint selling acoustic and traditional instruments.
I heard him say that once, for sure.
But he, what a lot of courage to open a store like that, because our community needed one. There really was not much of a place with a wide range of the kinds of instruments he sells.
I think he said that he saw when the rebirth of the singer-songwriter happened after the hair metal phase started phasing out, that there was people were starting to get more interested in playing acoustic instruments back in the 90s. And I think now that it's just as integrated into popular music as any other instrument. I think you find it more than electric guitar, at least on, you know, radio stations around here, rock stations, sure, but.
Well, it is amazing. And Steve also, I mean, it's the sense of community, and I don't want us to sound so commercial, but I mean, his place, you can hang out, and it's just a nice space. It's fascinating. It's not uncommon to hear a banjo in like mainstream music, or or fiddle, or you know, dulcimer, or other instruments that you would never really expect to hear.
Yeah, something's happened in the past. I don't know. I'd say in the past two or three years, where the American influence in music has come back to American music. You know, the rock influence in the 70s and before and after. Really took away from some of the American roots music that's out there. And I feel like we're starting to come back to our own roots in a way that's really engaging and interesting.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what the point to is starting that. I think maybe, I've never thought about this way, but I'll propose that maybe CDs caused more music to be available to people. And certainly the internet and other forms of digital delivery. So as a result, it became easier to share and sample and get a sense of things and say, hey, I'd like to do that too. And the more you explore, the more you can incorporate into what you do. Maybe people's eyes sort of opened up.
I'd like to think it has a lot to do with the human spirit really searching for like our own roots and our own past. And if you grew up just listening to pop radio like I did, I know that sometime in my mid-20s, early 20s, I said, I really want to know what's deeper than this. I want to find, the spirit in this instead of just, having music to rock out to and party to or whatever. I really want to know why it is that music gets me so deep. And by going into our own cultural pasts, and I'm big into world folk music from around the world, I think you get a better sense of the spirit of music from folk types of music than from popular commercialized types.
Oh, I think you do too. And a lot of people will ask us from time to time to define the music we play here, you know, between 6 and 10 predominantly.
Real
music. And yeah, I usually will say authentic or real because the so-called genre is not as important to me as, you know, the authenticity behind it. Mm-hmm. And you kind of know it when you hear it, and it's hard to always explain. But I think you're right in that there is a craving for music of that type.
I think so.
As opposed to something that is manufactured or stamped out.
I think it's the tail. You were mentioning the digital influence. I think it's almost the not the tail end, obviously, but, you know, the next phase in that, which is, you know, we spent so long getting whatever was decided by the record executives was the best music out there, kind of force fed. And now with the internet, you can really find anything that you want. And so you really have to ask yourself what you want to listen to.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you know, we have so much music cross us here, and wow, you know the stuff that's out there, and you just wonder what isn't out there too. And also, and you know, forgive us as we go on and on here, but and I wanted to bring this up too, is Ime is a great example, as are so many of our folks you hear here between 11 and noon each week, of somebody who you may pass on the street, and you know, you have no idea how much music is inside this particular person, or art, or sheer imagination or creativity. And it's really...
It's in everyone, though. I'm a big believer that all it takes is the right media or the right thought or the right person or the right moment to draw it out of you.
Well, absolutely. You know, I was so tickled this morning at 7:30 I was talking with a woman who manufactures medicine bottle caps. Who knew? Did you know in Pennsylvania we have a medicine bottle cap manufacturing company, the Child
Proof? We have an external pacemaker company as well. I just learned that last night.
I don't think
I knew
that.
The only one in the world, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But we had this great conversation, and she was just a beautiful person with a great laugh, and we were talking about all sorts of things. And there's so much inside of everybody if you just take time to look and to listen.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we should listen more to you than have you. It's quarter to 12.
Well, here's 12. A song that kind of relates to that theme. This was a request that I missed the last time I performed. It's called If You're Gonna Go.
You got the breeze under your wings. You got the voice and know how to sing. And I won't be your reason. I won't be your discipline. No, I'm just here to please you till you go. Till you go. So hey, big dreamer, don't you ever stop your believing. If you're gonna go, now is your chance. It is your turn to dance. There's room for romance down the road. Down the road. So baby, go. If you're gonna, don't keep telling me that you're gone. If you won't go, you say it's come to this, so now why not test this? Give me a kiss and then go. There's room for romance down the road, down the road.
I can see why that song's requested. That's a great song.
Thanks.
Craig in Macon, Georgia writes, and I quote, Ime is wonderful. Where is her music available?
Oh, shucks, Craig.
Sorry if I missed an earlier mention of this, and no, you didn't. I guess I mentioned Erica with a K, May.com is one place, I think. But are there some other places, easy places?
You know, there should be. I was in a group here with Jason here called Between Liberties. And one of the song that I played on piano, Child's Eyes, is a Between Liberties collaboration. Why told, maybe listening from down in D.C., I'm not sure. But I spent a lot of time promoting that album, and I think I just got burned out on putting everything online. So there are there's Between Liberties songs available at emaymusic, emaymusic.com, which you can link to from my other website too.
Okay.
ericamay.com is kind of my general everything website, and emaymusic is where you can find music. There's some other tracks from a Turkish group that I play percussion in called Kirikava that are on there too. And then there are some links to solo work, but I'm in the process of recording my solo album, my debut solo album. So it went from being a small project, a small in-depth project, to a large, broad project. I was going to do about 8 to 10 songs originally and have them fully produced. And due to a series of, you know, injuries and mishaps and things that I had to reorganize my life around, I pulled back from that and decided that I'm just going to do kind of more like what you're hearing here instead of making it a fully produced album, because this is what I like to play, really, you know, instead of adding in bass and drums and keyboards and all this. It's just going to be me playing the instruments that I play, and you'll get about double the amount of songs because of that, I think. That I'm hoping to have that out no later than February.
That's great. And I happen to know, and by the way, emaymusic.com is, Craig, that's the perfect website to go to, I think. Emay, music.com. As I look, you'll find more there. It was fun. You used a sort of a your fan base to help fund the upcoming album, which is a great thing. I mean, it's wonderful. Emay set a goal. It's not cheap to put out a record. And it was almost like a pre-purchase kind of thing.
It was kind of funny. Yeah. It's through a website called Kickstarter.com that I think is starting to get a lot more notoriety. But when I started it, no one really, you know, there were a couple articles in the New York Times in the back of the arts section, but, you know, very limited publicity for it. And there's even more sites. There's Indiegogo.com and a couple others. But I've had friends, you know, for about 5 years now saying, why don't you just put out an album? And I said, oh, you know, I will, sure. And finally, I think I had a little bit more motivation to start thinking more about that project last January, which is when the funding was happening. And I said, okay, well, I'll do it. You know, if I can fund it, I'll do it. And then it got funded, and I was like, oh, wow, okay. Now I get to do this project. And I guess I didn't think it was going to happen, you know, because I set a lofty goal, and a lot of people really kicked in some amazing support. There's a full list of people that donated on emaymusic.com, and they're all getting a copy of the album when it comes out, and you can get yours through the website.
It's cool. This whole notion of crowdsourcing is one word for it these days, where lots of people, through small or large efforts, band together to make something really great happen.
It felt so much more authentic that way than saying, I'm going to put out a debut album and then, you know, trying to sell it to people. It's like they bought it before it was even existed because they believe in the product. And that made me think that it was worth doing. So.
Absolutely. And I think it'll be nice to have you, although it would be great either way, but to have you more or less naturally presented on the CD, as you said.
I think so, too.
I think that's you'll do well. Thanks. I can't, you know, we've time for we have about 6 minutes of radio time left, which is probably one, might be two songs, because your songs can vary a little bit.
Yeah, they can.
I should have given you more notice about
that.
Okay. It's so great to have you here. Is there anything that I haven't asked you about that you wanted to mention or that's important to mention?
I'll get on my soapbox for about 20 seconds here and just say that I think that Pittsburgh has one of the strongest independent communities of artists that I could know. It's a pleasure to be a part of such an amazing cultural city. There's, you know, we don't have the business end of it. You know, there's no A&R reps in Pittsburgh here to buy you for a major label. There's, you know, there's funding maybe through the Heinz Endowments and through some other large granting sources, but people are so innovative with the way that they make their own lives and make their careers as artists. And I encourage everyone out there to at least give it a go. And if they are an artist themselves, and if they're not an artist, maybe they're a scientist or a writer or, I don't know, a hairdresser, you know, find a way to do what you love. If I can say one thing, that's, you know, let the beauty you love be what you do.
Thank you. I'm glad. I don't even want you to get off that soapbox. I'm glad
I'll get on it later for sure.
here's one more from Ime here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
This one's for Pittsburgh. It's called Upon a Mountain.
I stood up on a mountain, I was looking towards the water. Walked down to the water, look upon the mountain. The sky was everywhere I looked. I could feel him underneath me, I could hear him in my steps. And I wasn't yet convinced that he existed. But I was out in the desert and I was in need of water. When I ran into a river that said, come drink from me, my daughter. I was dreaming, thought it was an oasis, but it wasn't, and I drank from it. Lord, I drank your water. I was looking for a home, that's when I came into this city, and it's not such a big city, but it's got a lot of people. They are driving, they're biking and hiking. They're hoping and they're dreaming. Growing and they're praying. They are mowing and they're tending their parcel in the garden. And you couldn't break their spirits. It was love, Lord, it was true love. Said I'd go to New York City. I'll go looking for my mother, looking for my father. I'll be walking with my brothers, dancing with my sisters. And you've been there. Oh, I know you've been there. Oh, Lula. Oh, Lula. Oh, Lula. Which I will be sure to miss, Lord. Or I'll still be singing songs. These little tunes keep me going on. And since you've always been with me, I'll be carrying your baby in my loving arms, singing these little songs of
Ime, thank you.